Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
And Stephen Thrill-Hogan, could you please tell everyone how Profile This is played?
I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story. Something that happened right here on planet Earth. Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Ben. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. Hi, Ben. Do you understand how this year game is played?
I do.
Fantastic. You have a choice today of one of three stories. Today we offer you Bite Me. In other words, what did someone find in their food? Animalize This, where you guess the animal responsible for causing the problem. And finally today, Hit Me With Your Best Shot, where you guess the unconventional object that someone chose to use as a weapon.
Let's go Animalize This, boys.
An animal in Brazil became an unlikely criminal accomplice when prison guards caught it trying to smuggle contraband into the facility. The animal was discovered with an impressive array of items taped to its body, including saws, drills, and mobile phones. What they found next shocked everyone. The animal carried, as they say, an impressive criminal toolkit. Items included the saw, multiple drills, complete mobile phone setup. The phone came with a charger, an earpiece, a memory card, and batteries. Prison officials faced an unusual dilemma. As one spokesman told the local press, quote, "It's tough to find out who's responsible for the action, as the animal doesn't speak." They say this deadpan response highlighted the absurdity of the situation. Now, the creative smuggling attempt suggests careful planning by inmates. Someone trained the animal to enter the prison grounds. They also had outside accomplices to attach the contraband. However, the animal courier ultimately failed in its mission. The problem they have is they don't know if this is the first time that it is tried or if this is the 80th time that it's done it. So the question is, what is the animal in question? Is it a pigeon? Is it a raccoon? Is it a cat or is it a dog? So pigeon, raccoon, cat, or dog. What animal are people taping contraband to?
Brazil.
Boy, I thought this was going a whole different direction, boys.
What did you think?
I was thinking monkey or something, but holy smokes.
Ben, based on the weight of the stuff, I'm going to go raccoon.
Yeah, and they're a little more handy than the rest of them. Ted, what do you think?
I think it's a cat, man. They climb up weird stuff. They get in odd spots. In theory, it could get up over a wall. I don't know how the level of security it's in the prison, but a cat. Cat.
Have you ever tried to train a cat, though? I mean...
Yes, I have. And then I stopped trying.
Man, I'm going raccoon, too.
Raccoon. Okay. What animal was trying to sneak some contraband into the prison down in Brazil? Pigeon, raccoon, cat, or dog? We're going to find out next.
was a tease.
You are listening to The Men's Room.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Categories, Animalize this, our profile this. We got an animal in Brazil was caught trying to smuggle contraband into a prison. Yes. They don't know this animal had done it before. Hundreds of times.
They don't know.
First time attempt, either way. What was the animal that was caught? Pigeon, raccoon, cat, or a dog?
And Ben, that is the very question that we posed to you. Your initial thought was monkey. However, not a monkey. My thought would have been like, man, you can't really do a dog. Because everyone gravitates toward a dog, you'd immediately notice. So it came down to you guys picking, you and Miles picked raccoon, Ted, you picked cat.
Correct.
And only one of you can be correct. And on this day, the animal where people taped contraband, cell phones, the earpiece, the phone cards, batteries, all this stuff. Keep in mind, no drugs, oddly enough. All this stuff to the cat was a cat.
Uh-huh.
You are correct. Okay.
Nice work, Jay. Nice work.
You ever trained a cat? You ever trained a raccoon?
You're oddly good at this game.
They should be trash men.
And actually, this is one of the few times your logic made sense. Because normally you'll come up with like the most inane theory I've ever heard. And I'm like, I hate that he's right, but yes.
Call me Columbo.
Not for all TV news all the time. Time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box, The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Ah! Where are they at? Just dropping stuff. It's fine. Talk so much yourself.
Your listening is very important to us. We'll be back to you just as soon. Never mind.
All right, your choices today. You got the Jimmys.
Found a kibble.
Got the papers?
Colbert.
Steven.
Seth Meyers. Sorry, I'm trying to get organized.
I see it, man. It's great.
Or Ted Smith.
Is it Ted or is it late night?
It is right there. The title of these guys have seen the talents. The writers often come over their monologues each and every night. It is up to you to determine, is this an actual late night joke and from whom? Or could it be a the Ted Smith original?
The makers of Dr. Pepper have issued a recall for more than 19,000 cases of its Dr. Pepper Zero Sugar because it contains full sugar soda. But don't worry, it's still perfectly safe to drink Dr. Pepper Zero rat parts.
Seth Meyers.
Fallon?
Meyers.
The makers of Dr. Pepper have issued a recall for more than 19,000 cases of its Dr. Pepper Zero Sugar because it contains full sugar soda. But don't worry, it's still perfectly safe to drink Dr. Pepper Zero Rat Parts.
That one yesterday did taste better. I saw last week a New Jersey man who's 30 years old was gorged by a bison in Yellowstone National Park. It's the second attack this spring so far. Nothing signals summer's around the corner like people being dumb and getting gorged by bison in Yellowstone.
Foul.
Ted Smith.
Smith!
I'm not going to say it attacked him. Like, it's like saying a homeowner attacked a burglar who had broken into his home. It's like, I did not attack him. I escorted him out.
Last week, a hungry wild elephant raided a grocery store in Thailand, and apparently caused very little damage. That is until he found out he had to push a button to get someone to unlock the deodorant.
Fallon? Colbert.
Last week, a hungry wild elephant raided a grocery store in Thailand and apparently caused very little damage. That is until he found out he had to push a button just to get someone to unlock the deodorant.
I don't usually mind, but sometime this winter I had like a really bad cold or flu.
Yeah.
And I was sitting there going, can somebody unlock the thing for me? The guy's like, you all right? I was like, no, I need NyQuil. I'm going back to sleep.
That sounds all right.
The website Boston.com is hosting a What is the Best Boston Movie Tournament Style Bracket. And they have asked for everyone to please stop writing in your mother's sex tape.
Fallon.
Colbert.
It's Seth Meyers.
The website Boston.com is hosting a What is the Best Boston Movie Tournament Style Bracket. And they have asked that you please stop writing in your mother's sex tape.
There's some good movies about Boston.
Boston gets a lot. New York gets a lot. L.A. gets a lot. I feel like those are the three main cities. And D.C., but if it's in D.C., it's specifically political. Right?
Correct.
Like, yeah. Godzilla doesn't just go there and mess things up.
I will say, I forget the name of the documentary, but and this is true life. You could Google it, look it up. There's a whole documentary, and I think I saw it on Netflix, about this, one of the most famous art heist ever.
All right.
It happened in Boston on St. Patrick's Day. And, I mean, to this day, they still don't have the people.
You know,
or the art.
I'm rolling my eyes like, man, how stereotypical. If there's a day where everyone's going to be out of a building in Boston, it's going to be St. Patrick's
Day. Or the marathon.
I'd go St. Patrick's Day, man.
Yeah.
Not everyone in Boston runs, but a lot of people from other places mm-hmm. run. So a lot, but like, yeah, if you need a day where no one's home in Boston, St. Patty's Day.
Sad news. Ananda Lewis, who was on MTV for years. I did not realize she was sick. Apparently she'd been documenting it, but she did have cancer. She passed away at 52.
Damn.
You'd remember as a VJ, she was on Total Request Live, Hot Zone. She had her own show for a little bit. But yeah, I guess she'd been battling forever. She was only, she was 52. Been battling since 2019. But if you're my generation and you watch TRL,
you know,
or got home, you would know. You see a picture of her, you know exactly who it is.
Yep.
You know. So yeah, I saw that yesterday. I was like, damn, that sucks.
That does suck.
All right, we were talking a little Father's Day earlier, so I had a movie list, but this is just TV dads. I got the best TV dads of all time. Now keep in mind, some of these are kind of funny.
And again, a lot of times, like you could say, the guy from Brady Bunch, great dad. Flip side is, assuming they don't have to be my father, Peter Griffin, Homer Simpson, right?
Sure. Married with children.
Okay, I'll go. Awesome. Yeah, Ed O'Neill.
So some of the bottom of the list there, you had Ward Cleaver, obviously.
Yeah, Leave it to Beaver.
Iconic, but are they really that great of a dad?
Not, you know, think back now, because basically he did not get involved.
He didn't do anything. He just went to work, came home with his briefcase, walked in the door. Dinner was taken care of. His kids were already situated.
Mm-hmm.
All he had to do was go, how was everybody's day? And then they told him. Then he sat down and ate, and then he didn't clean up. And then he went and watched TV.
He always knew that Eddie kid was trouble.
Yeah.
Tony from Who's the Boss. Tom from Eight is Enough. Tip Taylor, Home Improvement. Stephen Keaton, Family Ties. I think everybody just remembers Michael J. Fox for that show.
Yeah.
But they got some different ones on here. Red Foreman from the 70s show. Philip Drummond, Different Strokes.
Alan Thicke.
Philip Banks. Phil Dunkel, Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Oh, right.
And then around 16, you get to Peter Griffin.
Right. Okay. Again, it depends how you look at this. Like, TV dads I enjoy or TV dads I'd be okay with being my father.
Right.
Peter Griffin probably ain't going to rank high on. That should be my dad.
Correct. But
as far as dads to watch and have a good time, I would love it if Peter Griffin were my friend's dad. Be like, your dad's awesome.
Correct. You can get away with a lot of stuff because he's usually down at the clam or he's already drunk, right? Michael Brady, or Mike Brady. He made the list. Let's see. All right. Howard Cunningham from Happy Days. I didn't watch Happy Days.
He was fine.
Yeah.
Homer Simpson's there at 11.
He should be.
Top 10, best TV dads of all time, Herman Munster from the Munsters.
He was always jovial.
You know, he was.
Yeah.
He was.
Gomez, a little wacky.
He kept a positive attitude about things.
All right. Fred Sanford, Sanford's son.
He's awesome. I mean, he just told...
He raised a good kid.
Yes.
If nothing else, he raised a good kid, man. A little harsh, a little rough around
but
the edges.
But he was no different to his son than he was to every other person in his proximity.
That's true, God.
So it wasn't like, he was splitting hairs on anybody. I mean, everybody was full game.
TV's own Patrick Duffy, fake Lambert. Stuff like that.
I never watched the show, but I'm assuming he was just like the typical solid good guy.
Yeah, well, Suzanne Summers was the mom. And then there's some attractive actresses.
Didn't ask.
Well, yeah, right.
So? Talking about dads, then.
I thought he was a great dad. But it does great work. This one should shock you. Danny Tanner from Full House.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Right, because he was like, and there was always kind of lessons in there, and he would kind of sit the kids down and teach them the lesson and everything. Now, it is funny, because there's so many people that did not know his
Bob Saget
stand-up and everything.
Yeah.
I still really credit Entourage for kind of showing us that side of Saget. And then everybody's like, oh, my God. Then he almost became like more of a cultish hero.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's still a sad story. Hits his head in the middle of the night. And
the ball away. That's right.
Yeah. Dan Connor from Roseanne. You know, I think your typical kind of hardworking blue-collar guy. You know? Like, he was always having some barley pops, as I've heard him call him in real life.
But he dealt with everything.
Correct. Carl Winslow from Family Matters.
All right.
I would take that, right?
Patient man.
Yeah. That guy just plays a good cop, too.
Yes, he does.
Right? Die Hard as well. Bob Belcher from Bob's Burgers. I like Bob.
Okay. Yeah, he's
even I love
even
that
keel.
Show.
Yes, hey, Bob. He loves his kids. He works hard for them.
He sure does.
You know, he keeps his family
together. He loves his wife.
He does.
Yeah, this wife's a lot.
Yeah, she is. What a lovable lot.
But you're right. He's pretty level-headed. And, like, he never seems, like, angry about stuff. You can tell he's getting annoyed.
Disappointed.
Yeah, that character is written pretty darn well. This one's kind of funny. Archie Bunker. All in the Family.
No.
Yeah, he was always pretty salty.
But that was he's a racist.
But that was based on political events.
But he's also a racist.
He was completely a racist.
Somebody's upset about political events. Yeah, doesn't mean he got to be a racist.
He was mean to everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not proud of this, but I wouldn't pick Archie Bunker. He kind of reminded me of my granddad.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Who?
Yeah, you would never pick him. Yeah. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying he's a mean, angry guy.
I've said it before. There was multiple times. Hey, you know, I don't answer the song, whatever. But there was multiple times where my mom would be like, we do not talk like granddad talks. That is not right. And I'd be like, why? And it's like, I can realize now my mom had no way of saying it. I'm like, that's my father-in-law. I can't get him to stop being racist.
Right. But he's racist.
But please don't listen to him. Andy Taylor, Andy Griffith Show.
Okay.
Sure. I mean, right.
Yeah.
I mean, no matter what he was never that angry. Well,
he also played.
I know he had sex with the town prostitute, Opie. But I'll tell you, we're going to learn a lesson here by teaching you how to build a log cabin. Like, if that were reality, that'd be great.
More of the dad of the town.
Yeah.
So he was a father figure to everyone in Mayberry. By being a sheriff, obviously. But he was a father figure. He would
correct.
Solve
I mean,
everything
Barney
like
Fife
that.
Is supposed to be kind of the goofball, right?
That's
why he only gets the one bullet and he has to keep it in his pocket. I mean, think about how funny that is.
You get one bullet and don't even put it in the gun. Man.
Right. Don't even have it in there.
Barney?
You can keep it in your pocket. Yeah. And then number one on the list, and again, these are TV dads, so I don't know that I'd really want this guy to be my dad, but was Al Bundy.
No, I would not want him to be my dad. But from the outside looking in, love that dude.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's one of those ones, too, where... I think everybody grew up with some of those friends where it's like, dude, it's great. Like, your parents don't really care. Or they're not around.
Right.
And then you kind of hang out with those people down the line. And I kind of wish they had been around.
Been around.
And, you know, who knows what they were doing. There's a girl I know. Her husband, and I'm not going to say his name. I will tell you off the air.
Jeff!
One of the hilarious names. No, it's so specific, though. It wouldn't be hard to look him up. But he's from, like, Jacksonville or something, and his parents said, like, he grew up with, like, what do they call it, like a Maymay or whatever.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Right? And it's like, I said to somebody, because somebody was like, yeah, it's still crazy that happens in the South where you have like a black woman. Like, oh, he speaks more with more reverence about that woman he does his mom. And so they put it to me, they were like, well, that woman actually raised him.
Right.
Yes, like, he spent the most time with that woman. I'm like, oh, yes. I mean, that's a downside, I guess, having super loaded parents. You're getting taken care of by the babysitter all the time. Now, with that said, it's also the downside of having parents that have to work. Like, I spend a lot of time with babysitters.
Yep.
All right, let's see. What are you watching tonight? You got Game 4 of the Stanley Cup Finals on there. That's over on TNT and True TV. You probably have one of them. It's the Panthers hosting the Oilers. That was a wild finish to the last one. So we'll see what happens on that one. But, yeah, that's all I'm going to watch tonight.
Awesome. Thank you, Ted. Headlines coming up next. You're listening to The Men's Room.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. Not good when police pull you over and you have 2 pounds of cocaine in a jar. Meanwhile, a Family Dollar employee is arrested after popping one off at a customer's Rusty Star.
Oh.
Airline passenger is told the bag is too heavy, so she screams and rolls on the ground. A man finds a unique way to see the world for free while flying around. And an Oregon middle school student designs a prosthetic for paralyzed dogs. What have you done today? It's time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the headlines. Here's my car.
All right, our top story. We go to Florida, where a local man likes to travel. He ended up on the radar of authorities after successfully exploiting a program that was made available to airline employees. He got onto the airline employee's flight booking system and was able to navigate the site and submit false information about himself, posing as a flight attendant, providing fraudulent badge numbers, start dates for various airlines, and it helped him book and travel on roughly 120 flights between different airlines. He recently went to trial and was found guilty of wire fraud and entering a secure area under false pretenses.
And he faces up to 30 years in prison.
Yeah.
What they're going to get him with is that it's a federal thing, it's security and blah, blah, blah. In the end, you're just embarrassed because this guy built this.
Because right. Because
you know, in an industry that rips us off left and right, like, the guy, he got your back on one.
Right.
So what?
It's a security thing. Well, he went through 120 flights and nobody found it. So
at this point, he's not a security risk.
Right.
You're right. He got into secure places. That's not good.
You're right. But he lied. There's fraudulent information there. You're right.
But he demonstrated he's not a security risk or he's really taking his time.
Right. Actually,
I think it's brilliant.
Quite the opposite. He found a hole in your system. So now you can patch it. That's right.
That's
now bad people can't use that.
Right. Luckily, he was a good guy.
That's right. In other news, sticking with the airlines, we go to Milan. Oh, God, where someone clearly didn't get their way. I don't know if you guys saw this video.
Mm-hmm. I didn't see the video, but I've seen the headline.
A lot of us have suffered a setback. Dude, you should see the video. It's embarrassing.
A human being?
Yes. A lot of us have suffered a setback at the airport one way or another, but a video is going viral online of a woman's reaction to being told that her bag weighed too much to take it on board. After hearing this news, she started shouting at airline staff, which is not too out of the ordinary. We've all seen that before. But things take a cringeworthy turn when the woman, who appears to be somewhere between the ages of 40 and 60 years old, collapses to the ground.
Oh, Lord.
And begins to violently thrash on her back, slamming her feet and fists into the ground like a toddler throwing a tantrum.
I think she did. If I'm the person working the gate there, like, ma'am, you obviously misunderstood what I said. I said, your bag is too heavy.
Right. Your bag. Come look at this real quick. I got this thing up.
Maybe you didn't understand what I said. This does not deserve that reaction.
She looks like Roseanne Barr out here just throwing a fit. This is absolutely wild. Look at this here. Ready for that? That is a grown-ass woman. That is somebody who likely has a husband and kids. Grandkids, even. Look at that.
Are you kidding?
That's a grown human being doing that.
I mean, that's like a stereotype of, like, oh, I'm going to throw a tantrum like a toddler.
Right. All right. And action. Act like a kid throwing a toddler.
A
toddler throwing a tantrum. Doggone it.
That's all right. It's two T's.
It is. A toddler throwing a tantrum.
Throwing a tantrum.
And the last time that we flew, man, we're coming back from Mexico, I think it was. And because it's a longer trip, we got the kids, we got an S-ton of checked bags.
Yeah.
Fine. When we get the customs in L.A., and this is still the dumbest system I've ever seen, but you get the customs, they have the little baggage claim area, quote, unquote, sure. In customs, you grab your bag, they rescreen it, then you have to take your bag again and go back through TSA, which, right. Again, we're insane because we're like, guys, you know no one's a security risk just based on where we are.
Right.
Whatever. Anyway, it turns out, when we are going back to the TSA line in L.A. to fly back to Seattle, they say, oh, man, hey, your tag on one of your smaller suitcases has broken off.
Okay, so we can't just put this on the plane because we don't know where it's going. Fair enough. Now, keep in mind, they kind of broke the suitcase in several places.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But one of those places happened to be the handle where the tag is. Whatever, ma'am. It's a small enough bag. I'm just going to make it a carry-on.
Okay.
They go, F it. Have fun with that. So we go to the TSA line. The woman pulls us aside and says, hey, you got to get rid of this stuff. Because the one thing we didn't think about is we had, like, all the kids' shampoo and lotion and all. Well, now it's liquid. And I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. And we're talking maybe $180 worth of crap.
Doggone
so I'm like, you guys broke my suitcase. And now it's going to cost me $180 in lost product. But again, instead of throwing a tantrum, I smiled at the lady and said, you could probably use this product if you want to take it home.
There you go.
Because that's all you can do. I'm like, there's nothing we can do. Yes, I'm pissed, but I can't imagine dropping on my back and screaming and yelling because nothing changes.
Authorities attempted to de-escalate the situation, but when she refused to calm down, they made the decision to remove her from the flight. As they should.
Yes.
I don't want her on the
plane.
I do not want her on the
plane. You clearly cannot handle...
To Indianapolis, where justice is served swiftly. Officers were called to the local Family Dollar store on reports of a man that had stolen some of the merchandise inside and fled the scene. About 15 minutes after getting the call and arriving on the scene, officers heard gunshots coming from down the street and began to investigate. Turns out what happened was a pair of the employees who are engaged to each other made the decision to go after the thief in their car with the understanding that they needed to get that merchandise back. When they tracked down the thief, they fired a couple warning shots, convincing him to drop the stolen goods, but also accidentally giving him the Forrest Gump special, a shot right in the buttocks.
Oh.
The officers arrested the shooter, and the rest of the situation is currently under investigation. When I read the story, I couldn't help but chuckle that they said they shot him right in the buttocks. I was like Forrest Gump!
Well, see, I would change what I stole. If I knew I was going to get shot in the ass... I think I would go higher on the risk factor.
Well, sure.
As far as what I'm grabbing.
If you're going to get shot, I better be stealing
it's
better.
Not, it's not going to be something small. I'm going to get three or four bigger items.
Where did you say it was?
New Jersey.
No, dollar store?
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
if I'm going to get shot for shoplifting, we're not going to dollar store.
What I'm saying is, it's like supermarket sweep. You've got to pick the big ticket items.
Right.
If you're taking lead to the ass.
But it's dollar store. What's the big ticket item in dollar store?
I don't know.
I
don't know.
The $3 product?
It's got to be valuable to you personally.
Right. The expensive aisle.
Maybe they sell cigarettes. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to grab
at the
something.
Dollar store?
I don't know.
Brother, I'd be there now.
But just in case those stories with the bad taste in your mouth.
Thankfully, there's good news.
We go just down the road to Oregon, where a group of middle school students put their brains to work. As a final exam for the school's STEM program, the students were tasked with creating a prototype prosthetic for a 16-week-old Labradoodle puppy that was left partially paralyzed due to a spinal injury. The injury left her without the use of her back legs, and the student used recycled materials and the information that they had learned in the program to come up with a prosthetic prototype that they tested on stuffed animals. They said that if it helps little Ember walk, the more successful designs could go forward to be 3D printed for real-world application.
Is that middle school kids?
Yes, middle school, like 6 to 8. Eighth grade.
Oh, thank you. They're already super smart. Jesus.
My bad.
Wow.
My bad. Men's Room Sports. The Mariners are up tonight as they make their way back on here to Seattle for the long
home stand.
They can't lose.
They can't lose tonight. They can't.
Jesus.
We left the bats back there.
Meanwhile, you've got Game 4 of the Stanley Cup Final already underway over on TNT and True TV. As far as your weather, bit of a rinse and repeat of what we had yesterday. The clouds are sticking around tonight to bring the temperatures down to the low 50s. Tomorrow, we've got a mostly cloudy day and a high right around 65. That is it for your headlines. With that, Mike Hawk is out.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. We'll see you next time for a Bad Choice Friday and the return of Ted versus the FCC. Lovely Jolene's coming up next.
Yes, indeed. It's all true. But in the meantime, well, we be all about this bitch. So until tomorrow, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The Men's Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
Thank you.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.